A highly contagious and deadly strain of bird flu is spreading across the country. So far, more than 22 million commercial and backyard birds have died from illness or have been killed to stop the spread. As Harvest Public Media's Katie Pikus reports, most of the affected flocks are commercial, but backyard flocks aren't any less susceptible.
I met turkey grower Ben Slinger in the town square of Ellsworth, Iowa. Wild birds nest between buildings here. Like most producers, Slinger's limiting visitors on his nearby farms to prevent bird flu from reaching his flocks.
It is a very concerning time. We're watching stuff extremely closely.
Slinger raises about 850,000 turkeys a year for an Iowa meat processor. The 2015 bird flu outbreak hit his family hard. He had to cull 38,000 turkeys to stop it from spreading. So Slinger and his workers are extremely careful now that bird flu is back, and especially after it reached a nearby commercial turkey flock. He's testing turkeys for the virus more frequently.
And we've been in pretty good shape. This year's definitely going to challenge us, it seems like, in the coming weeks as to if we're truly prepared again for what happened in 2015.
State officials and scientists also caution backyard flock owners to be on high alert. The virus has reached these small flocks in Missouri, Illinois, Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska. Don Reynolds is a professor and poultry veterinarian with the University of Nebraska-Lincoln.
The backyard or small flock producers, they're not as aware of this, and so they are more susceptible.
Reynolds says some backyard bird owners may not be around their birds as much as commercial producers, looking for symptoms like a lack of energy. He says they need to be especially alert about wild birds passing through on their migration and mixing with backyard flocks.
Their house outside, that they can have exposure to these wild birds. And these wild birds can transmit the avian influenza. And so that's very, very concerning.
Reynolds says wild birds could spread the virus through drinking the same water or eating from bird feeders. Kristen Dennis of St. Louis stopped filling her bird feeders for that reason. She's had chickens since 2010 and added ducks to her flock during the coronavirus pandemic. Dennis has been closely monitoring her 16 chickens and ducks for bird flu symptoms and keeping them in their enclosure.
Because from what I can tell, it kills the birds very, very quickly and is very, very contagious, and I would just be heartbroken if they got sick.
Dennis says all of her birds have names, they have personalities, and she doesn't want to lose them. After the last big bird flu outbreak, she learned that backyard flocks made up 10% of all birds that died or had to be destroyed.
To me, that suggests that it really devastated a lot of people's home flocks, which is really makes me think twice and maybe three times about making sure to put precautions in place to keep mine safe.
In St. Charles, Missouri, Leah Schaefer is newer to backyard chickens. She has four hens.
How are you doing? This is Miss Cherry. She's a little shy.
Schaefer got the chickens during the pandemic as a way to get her two kids outside. Her hens roam about a fenced area of her yard during the day.
My biggest concern has been predators, not necessarily sickness.
She says bird flu isn't a major concern for her because she has such a small flock. And she keeps an eye on them from her kitchen window.
I'm pretty confident that they're safe. And if anything changes, and I notice right away if they're sick, that's the thing. Like, if anything changes, I see them right away, and I'll get them over to a farm vet.
Schaefer says her birds have been energetic, very healthy, and they're laying eggs. But with bird flu, she says she'll think twice about adding more chickens to her flock. I'm Katie Pikus, Harvest Public Media.